Ball is on AM 1230 Quicks. From the opening tip-off to the final horn, stay tuned for exciting play-by-play on your sports leader and online at centralmoinfo.com. We get things started with our pregame show, including a word with the coaches. Let's send it to the gym for Spartan basketball on Quicks.
Spartans are home, where they will take on Kirksville. Kirksville in both a boys and girls contest, the NCMC opener for both teams. It is loud here in the gym tonight. Thank you for joining us, and we will take a quick break, and we're going to hear from both the girls coaches. First, Kirksville Lady Tigers coach Emily Powell, followed by Moberly Lady Spartans head coach Tony Vestal. That's coming up next here on Information Radio Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Once you first hear that little voice, everything changes. There's nothing you won't do for your kids. You want to give them the world. At First State Community Bank, we may not be able to offer the world, but we can help you start planning for them now. Because nothing's more important than your children's happiness. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to the pregame show here on Information Radio Quicks. Joining us now is Emily Powell, head coach of Kirksville. Coach, thank you for joining us. Tell us a little bit about your team here in the early part of the season.
You bet. We have several starters back from last year, and one of those all-conference members would be Hannah Meyer, plays a guard for us. She's been doing a lot for us at both ends of the floor, playing really hard defense. She's one of our leading rebounders night in and night out. She's able to get to the bucket off the dribble and hit down a few threes throughout the game. You know, we feel like we've got some depth and some speed at the defensive end, and we're going to try to utilize those things to our advantage.
How do you match up with Moberly, do you think?
I think it'll be an interesting matchup. They've got a little bit maybe more size than we do, and we have some height, but just looking at their matchups and their players, they might have a little bit more size. But I think that with Elise Johnson and Devin Corbett on the inside for us, that they'll be able to do some things, and Kate Womering to match up with this and maybe use their quickness. And we're definitely going to have to be able to match up with Sid Flood and Mary Billington up top and slow those guys down and locate Michaela Payne out on the perimeter as well. Those guys are going to knock down shots if we don't find them. So we're going to make sure that Anna Moore and Megan Waddle and some of our other young kids are ready to go from a defensive perspective.
Is there one thing that your team has to execute perfectly to get the win tonight, one thing that's more critical than anything else?
Rebounding, for sure. I think that at the defensive end, we have to have solid box outs every night. And against Moberly, they rebound the ball really hard, and you know, coach has those kids play hard at both ends of the floor. So we've got to try to control the glass, and from the defensive end, that's where we're really looking to improve. And then I'd say probably that'd be 1A, 1B would be tempo and handling the ball and controlling the pace of the game.
What type of pace are you looking for?
We're just looking to play under control. So if we can push the floor and play a little bit faster, then we're going to use that to our advantage. If we need to slow the game down and work on time of possession, then that's what we need to do. It's just going to be dictated by the score and the situation that we're in against Moberly.
All right. Anything else you want your fans to know?
I hope we have a big crowd for opener of NCMC play. Always a fun environment to play in for our kids, and so it'd be great to have the Tiger fans out in support and cheering on both the Lady Tigers and Tigers on Friday night.
Kirksville coach Emily Powell's been a guest. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We'll be back with more in a moment here on Information Radio Quicks.
Looking for a pre-owned vehicle for under $15,000? Right now, Thomas Motors has late model, locally owned, one-owner trade-ins ready to roll. The lot at Thomas Motors is full of great deals, like a 2014 Chevy Malibu, a 2012 Nissan Rogue, a 2011 Cadillac. Buy local, save big, and drive home in your pre-owned vehicle from Thomas Motors today. Visit Thomas Motors online at thomasmtrs.com. Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer in Moberly.
Welcome back to the pregame show here on Information Radio Quicks. Joins now is Lady Spartans head coach Tony Vestal. Coach, your team's off to a pretty good start to the season. Tell us what's led to this 2-1 start.
Yeah, we've done a nice job the last three games of defending. It's kind of been our strength here the last couple of years. I think right now through three games, we're holding opponents to 25-26% from the field. So that's really kept us in games. We still have some times where we struggle to score or not very consistent, but defensively, that's really kept us, you know, our identity and who we are.
A couple of nice wins in a row against Hickman at the shootout over the weekend, and then Southern Boone the next night.
Yeah, we really came out, and offensively, we were really good against Hickman. We kind of followed a game plan defensively against them, and it was nice to see us get out and run some transition and knock down some shots. And then, you know, playing back-to-back nights was always kind of worried a little bit about that. But I thought our girls really kind of battled and grinded and then got a good win against a Southern Boone team that's really pretty tough and had some guards that were pretty good.
I think it was pretty obvious to everyone this was going to come, but Sydney Flood getting her 1,000th career point this past weekend.
Yeah, yeah. Super happy for that kid. She's worked really hard. Very deserving, and it was good to see her have it on a. I mean, she had a really good performance against Hickman. I think 27 points. So it was good to see her achieve that at the venue like the Norm Stewart Classic.
How do you match up with Kirksville tonight?
You know, Kirksville's playing. You know, they played these girls when they were young, so they've had a couple of years of varsity experience. They're going to try and get up and down. They press a lot. I think we match up pretty well. We're going to have to handle the basketball and not turn it over for sure.
Anything else that might be a key to you besides avoiding the turnovers tonight?
No, we need to be better rebounding. We've given up some offensive rebounds the last couple of games, so we've really kind of, you know, talked about that and really kind of keyed on, you know, no second chance rebounds.
Tony Vestal, head coach of Lady Spartans, has been our guest. Good luck to your team tonight, Coach.
Thanks, Jerry.
And we'll be back with more in a moment here on Quicks.
Do you find yourself unable to get to the doctor because your schedule is so hectic? Total Family Healthcare in Macon is making it easier for you to be seen when it works for you. Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic is open weekdays from 8:30 to 4. Now you have the opportunity to see a doctor when it suits you at Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic in Macon, making it easier for you to take care of yourself. Total Family Healthcare in Macon, online at smhmo.org.
WeatherTech floor liners are laser measured to fit your vehicle's front, back, and even up the sides of your vehicle's footwells. WeatherTech floor liners protect your vehicle from the elements you bring with you every time you get in your car. KB Tire and Auto can order the perfect liner, designed and built for your car, truck, or van. Call KB Tire and Auto today at 263-7500. Check out KB Tire on Facebook.
And welcome back to Moberly High School as we get ready for tonight's contest here on Information Radio Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com. Thank you for joining us tonight as the Moberly Lady Spartans get ready to take on the Kirksville Lady Tigers in our first game. And the boys will play in the nightcap coming up a little bit later on. Let's give you the starters. First four, the Lady Tigers coming with a record of 0-4. They will start at guard, junior number 10, Megan Wall. At guard, junior number 21, Anna Moore. At guard, senior number 22, Hannah Meyer. At forward, junior number 20, Kate Walbring. And at the post, junior number 35, Elise Johnson. Lady Tigers coached by Emily Paladin, the third season. The assistants are Natalie Garlock and Sadie Pafford. And for the Lady Spartans, coming in with a record of 2-1, their starters. They will start the seniors, Sydney Flood. Junior, number 2, Mary Billington. Sophomore, number 23, Michaela Payne. Senior, number 30, Alicia Oliver. And sophomore, number 32, Sydney Boffman. Lady Spartans come in with a record of 2-1. This is their conference opener as well. Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer. John Cochran with Valentine Insurance, KB Tire and Auto. Domino's Pizza, PK Weiss Agency, your local independent insurance agent. Tim Jeffries, CPA, AK's Guns and Ammo. Cedar Transmission and Auto Repair, Moberly Motors, all of Moberly. First Day Community Bank, Macon Healthcare Center of Macon, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia Online, and Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.com. Kirksville in the orange uniforms tonight with the white numerals and the black trim. They will be going right to left across your radio dial and across your computers here in the first half. And Moberly is wearing the home white uniforms with the blue numerals and the red trim. Elsewhere tonight on regional radio, we have coverage of the Monroe City Tournament going on Cress. North Shelby and Louisiana boys playing for the consolation game right now. Ben and Cameron have called that one. And then the girls' third place game tonight, South Shelby versus Palmyra. Scott Luddy will have overtime after the games tonight on Superstation Cress. Over on the captain tonight, it is Mizzou hosting Oral Roberts. As they are underway in the first half. And about to wrap up, I believe, on Court 97, Truman Mellon hosting CCCB tonight. Eric Duick with the call of that one. Tomorrow, Monroe City Tournament coverage on Crest. It'll be the boys' third place game. Girls and boys' championships coverage starting at 4:45. I'll be back here on Quicks tomorrow night. The Moberly Greyhounds will host Indian Hills. The pregame at 6:50 and the tip at 7 o'clock tomorrow night right here on Information Radio Quicks. Starters have been introduced. We are ready to go. Once again, it's Flood, Billington, Payne Lincoln, the senior Boffman on the floor for Moberly. Model, Wolmering, Moore, Meyer, and Johnson on the floor for Kirksville. And we're just about ready to go. Payne will jump center for Moberly. It'll be Johnson to handle those duties for the Lady Tigers. Opening tap controlled by Moberly. It was tipped into the hands of Payne off the tap. Gets into the front court. Feeds up to the top of the key. Ball swung left side for Flood. Drives the baseline. Runner from six up and in. And Moberly leads 2-0. 15 seconds into the game. Anna Moore will get it into the front court. Pass comes near side of the floor for Meyer. Meyer back up to the top of the key. Now spins back left side of the floor. Finds Wolmering. Reverse back up. Top of the key now. Meyer with it. Working to her right. Pass to the right side of the floor for Waddle. Waddle from the wing. Brings it back up to the top of the key. Near side of the floor. Wolmering takes a three. Rims out no good. Long rebound out to the elbow. Still knocked loose on the floor. And it's going to be batted out to midcourt. Picked up by Kirksville once again. After a scrum on the near sideline. Ball swung to the right side of the floor. Anna Moore with it up to the top of the key. Pass comes left side for Walt. Gives it back up to Moore. Top of the key left side. Long pass into the right corner for Wolmering. Steps into a long two. It's off the heel. Goes off the top of the backboard. It's rebounded by Moberly. It's grabbed by Payne. Ball into the front court. Billington gives it near side. Three on the way is an air ball by Payne. And Flood cannot save it from going out of bounds. It will be Kirksville ball. 6:44 remaining in the first quarter. 2-0 in favor of the Lady Spartans. It'll be Hannah Meyer to get it into the front court for Kirksville. Has it between the circles. Pass to the right side of the floor. On the dribble now is Moore. Back to the near side of the floor. She'll find Waddle. Waddle back up to the top of the key. Working to the right side of the floor. Lobs into low post. It was too high. Looking for Wolmering. Goes out of bounds. And it will be Moberly basketball. 6:26 remaining here in the first. Into the front court will be Billington. Working to her right. Near the jump circle. Still going right. Now a long pass comes to the wing for Flood. Long pass goes left side for Payne. Payne will dribble to the elbow. Runner from 12, up and in. Michaela Payne gets her first points, 4-0 in favor of Moberly. 6:06 remaining in the first quarter. Into the front court, Hannah Meyer with it. Dribbling to her right, comes around the screen. Pass goes right side of the floor. Ball deep out on the wing now. Reverse back up to the top of the key. Calling for help is Moore, and foul's going to go against Kirksville. Illegal screen the call. against Elise Johnson, her first team first. 5:48 remaining in the first quarter, 4-0 Moberly. Billington to the front court near side for Payne. Back to Billington near the top of the key. Dribbles twice, picks up her dribble. He's in a low post. Really wants his Oliver. Turnaround jumper, draws the foul. She'll shoot two. She turned to the basket, drew the contact. Fouls on Hannah Meyer, her first team foul number two. Oliver at the line, averaging 3.2 points per game last season. Playing in 26 games a year ago, misses the first. She'll have one more attempt coming up. 5:37 remaining here in the first quarter. Second free throw is good. And the lead is now 5-0 for the Lady Spartans. Into the front court, right side, Moore. Brings it back out, leaves it outside. Johnson will give it back to her. Moore dribbling to the right sideline in front of Mobley's bench. We'll give it back out to Waddle. Waddle with it. Works to the baseline, kicks out, and it's stolen away by Oliver. She'll leave it off for Billington. We'll give it to Flood to get it into the front court near side. Bounce pass to the right side for Payne. Gives it back out to Flood. Pass goes left side. Hoffman with it, gives it back up top of the key. Flood dribbles to her left. Now feeds it back into Boffman. Dribbles once, turns to the basket, and her shot drew the foul. She'll have two free throws coming up. Foul was on Kate Wolmering, her first team foul number three. Boffman a year ago, 3.3 points per game. First attempt here, rims out, no good. Probably now one of three from the free throw line. Up 5-0, just under 5 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Second free throw is good, her first point. 6-0, and a timeout will be taken by Kirksville. We're going to take a 30-second break. We'll be back. 6-0 Lady Spartans, 4:57 left in the first quarter here on Information Radio Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Time Insurance Agency.
I'm looking for a new shell.
A shell? We've got insurance, but no shells. Who is this?
Your friendly neighborhood turtle. Don't you have something for everyone?
Well, we mean we have insurance for everyone. Well, why do you need a shell?
Well, I've been trying to impress some new lady turtles.
Well, if you're a talking turtle, I think you've got a leg up on all the other guys. I mean, turtles.
We don't like it when you make fun of our short legs.
Impressing turtles all over town since 1964. Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111.
And welcome back. J.B. Conley with you. 4:57 remaining here in the first quarter. Moberly up 6-0. Kirksville with the ball coming out of the timeout. Into the front court, bounce pass comes near side. Meyer dribbling to her right, gets to the baseline, and a foul will be called on Flood amid contact as the shot came. It'll be the first on Sid. First team foul on Moberly. Hannah Meyer's averaging 6 points per game so far this season. He's the team in rebounding, averaging about four per contest as well. The first free throw is missed. One more attempt coming up. And the second free throw is good. Kirksville's on the board. It is 6-1. Long pass into the front court, left side, Billington at the wing. Gives it back out, looking for Flood, top of the key, stolen by Johnson. Johnson up the floor to the rack, her layup is good. And it's 6-3. Billington will push it into the front court. At the jump circle, lobs it to Boffman on the baseline. Seal off there, gives it back out near side for Flood. Flood thought about a three, now dribbles to the free throw line, takes the jumper off the heel, no good. Rebound tipped around, and it's going to end up being saved on the baseline by Kirksville. On the near side, Meyer into the front court. Pass goes into left corner for Johnson. Johnson is guarded there by Oliver. Gives it back out to the top of the key. Waddle working to the right side of the floor finds Meyer. Back into the high post, Johnson with it. Dribbles twice, draws a double team, kicks back out. Three on the way by Meyer. Off the heel, no good. That would have tied it up. Rebound controlled by Moberly, grabbed by Payne. She'll leave it off to Billington, back to Payne, into the front court, at the jump circle, up to the top of the key, drives the lane, probably got away with steps, a little bit of contact in there, ball stripped out of bounds, it's going to stay with Moberly. And checking in for Kirksville is Devin Corbett, sophomore. She will replace Elise Johnson. 3:45 remaining in the first quarter at 6-3. Boffin back to the right corner. Billington for three. Off the heel, no good. Rebound Flood, the low post, far side, no good. Put back this time by Oliver's good. Alicia Oliver with her first bucket. She has 3 points, 8-3 in favor of Moberly. 3:29 remaining in the first quarter. Meyer to the near side. She'll find Wolmerin. Dribbles to her left. Boffin knocks out of her hands. Loose ball picked up by Billington. She'll find Flood in front of the pack. Takes it to the rack. Off the glass. Shot's too strong. Rebound controlled by Anna Moore for Kirksville. Moore to the front court. Pass goes into the right corner. On the baseline, Meyer is sealed off. Gives it back out. Moore reverses top of the key. Waddle for three. Off target right. Rebound controlled by Boffin. She's going to dribble. Now hold up. Maintains the dribble with two defenders on her. Gets the pass into the front court for Billington. Back to the near side. Boffman with it. Dribbles to her right. Stops there. Now feeds it right corner for Flood. Flood back around the arc to the top of the key. Left side, Billington. Billington dribbles to her right. Gets near the right wing. Passes back to her left for Payne. Into the corner for Flood. Back out to Payne. 8-3 Moberly. 2:35 remaining first quarter. Payne drives the lane. Splits two defenders. Off the window. No good. Put back by Oliver's. No good. Rebound this time. Controlled by Corbett. For Kirksville. Into the front court. Right side is Waddle. Dribbles inside the arc, now gives it back out, whipped up to the top of the key. Moore to the near side, three on the way, off the rim, will not go for Wolmering. Put back by Wolmering, from 12 won't go. Boffman fighting for the rebound, corrals it on the baseline, in traffic. She'll slow it down, now find Billington to get it into the front court. Left side, Flood at the wing. Into the low post for Oliver. Backs in, now finds Boffman. Near side open, jumper from 8 is good. Sydney Boffman with 3 points. It's 10-3, largest lead for Moberly. 1:55 remaining in the first quarter. Wolmering feeds into the high post. Now back to the near side. Baseline jumper from 6. It's too strong by Moore. Rebound controlled by Moore. Kicks it back out to the right side of the floor. 1:43 left in the quarter. Long skip pass back to the near side for Wolmering. Drives in off the glass. Swatted out of bounds by Boffman, but she's called for the foul. That'll be her first, team foul number 2. 1:37 remaining in the first quarter. Moberly leading 10-3. First free throw on its way is good. Wolmering will have one more. A couple subs coming in for Moberly. Actually, a number of subs coming in for Moberly. Lauren Koenig, Sydney Martin are both into the game. Second free throw is also good. And Erica Treasure will check into the game for Kirksville. Flood will inbound to Billington. Heard by Kenley Stuffelbein, who just came in for Kirksville. Long pass into the front court near side. Finds Koenig. Reverse back out. Billington top of the key right side. Takes the three off the heel. No good. Rebound controlled by Moberly. Kick back out to Flood near the free throw line. Right side of the floor. Martin with it, kicks out Flood for three, bang! She has 5, it's an 8-point lead for Moberly, 1:11 remaining in the first quarter. Front court right side of the floor, Stuffelbein with it. Back up to the top of the key, fed inside, ball deflected, save, kicked out to the left corner, three on the way, left short by Treasure, rebound controlled by Lady Tigers underneath the basket. Stuffelbein will dribble out to the corner. Feeds out. Runner on the way is left short by Moore. Rebound Moberly. Flood with it. 45 seconds left in the quarter. Moberly up 13-5. Flood feeds into the high post for Audrey Gaines. Back to the near side. Three by Koenig. Off the rim. No good. Rebound controlled by Anna Moore for Kirksville. 32 seconds left in the quarter. Ball fed to the low post. Trouble on the dribble by Treasure. Corrals it in. Now feeds it back into the high post for Stuffelbein. Drives in. And she was fouled before the shot, I believe. Fouls on Koenig. That'll be her first, team foul number 3. And it was before the shot. Kirksville inbound, baseline, far side of the basket. Moore will lob it into the lane. The runner is up and somehow gets the roll for Devin Corbett. 13-7, 15 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Front court left side, Billington. Back to the near side for Flood. Down to 10. Long pass left corner. Koenig with it. Gives it back. Looking for Flood. Knocked loose to the near side. Picked up by Kirksville. 3 seconds left in the quarter. Front court Treasure. Feeds it into the lane. The shot no good at the buzzer. Good look. Just a little bit too much on it. By Stufflebean. And the scoreboard just went out. After one quarter, it's Moberly 13, Kirksville 7, back in 60 seconds here on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
The holidays can be a hectic time to plan a meal, and every member of the family wants something different. Domino's has the perfect solution. Order from the Mix and Match menu for just $5.99 each. Choose from a medium two-topping pizza, stuffed cheesy bread, bread twist, pasta in a bowl, an oven-baked sandwich, or eight-piece boneless wings topped off with marble cookie brownies. This offer excludes bread bowls and wings. Domino's Pizza, mix and match for just $5.99 each. Order online at dominoes.com.
Dateline 21st Century. Changing gun laws have made gun ownership a more accessible hobby for thousands of firearm enthusiasts. Why, even Grandma is getting in on the fun. Enjoy that 12-gauge, young lady. You see, everybody is starting to see the importance of gun ownership for hunting, sport, and protection.
At AK Guns & Ammo, we offer you the finest guns, ammo, and accessories. AK Guns & Ammo, on 4th Street in Moberly, or online at akgunsammo.com.
And welcome back. J.B. Conley with you as we start the second quarter. Lady Spartans leading Kirksville by a score of 13-7. It'll be Flood, Billington, Payne back into the game. Gaines is out there along with Martin for Moberly. Corinne Verkink will inbound to Kelly Stufflebean for Kirksville at midcourt. Stufflebean to the top of the key. Dribbling to her right, gets the elbow, and a foul. They're going to call a reach on Sydney Martin. That'll be her first, team foul number four. Inbounds pass will come from the baseline now. Treasure will trigger far side of the basket, looking for someone to peel open. Finally does out in the corner. On the dribble is Meyer. Feeds it back inside. Ball knocked loose out of bounds. And it'll be Moberly ball off Johnson. 7:48 remaining in the first half. Lady Spartans leading by a score of 13-7. Billington into the front court, near side of the floor. Long pass goes left side for Flood. Gives it back to the near side for Billington. Lobs into the lane. Dribbles once. The shot left short by Gaines. Rebound controlled by Kirksville. Into the front court. Pass comes to Johnson in the key. She runs to the basket. Shot no good. Rebound put back. No good. There may have been a foul. Wasn't called. Off Treasure shot. Rebound controlled by Moberly. Into the front court. Flood with it. In fact, Treasure's arm was hit. Left side for Payne. Comes back out to Flood. 7:12 remaining. Ball fed underneath. And shot won't go for Martin. Deflected out of bounds. It's going to stay with Moberly. And Boffman and Oliver back into the game for the Lady Spartans, replacing Gaines and Martin. 7:09 remaining here in the first half. Inbounds pass to Boffman at the left wing. She'll dribble to the elbow. Now kicks back into the corner for Flood. Flood will walk around the perimeter, long pass to the near side for Payne. Works the low post for Boffman, two defenders on her. Gives it back up top of the key, Billington, left side for Flood, and we get a lane violation.
3 seconds
called on Moberly. Neither Oliver or Boffman were in there too long. 6:52 remaining in the first half. Moberly up 13-7. Near side of the floor, Treasure with it, working to her right. Feeds in the lane, deflected loose ball, picked up by Moberly, grabbed by Payne. She'll leave it back for Billington, into the front court, working right side, splits two defenders, off the window, it's good. Mary Billington getting her first points, 15-7 in favor of the Lady Spartans, 6:33 remaining in the first half. Stufflebean into the front court, right side finds Verkink. Back to Stufflebean on the right side. Dribbles to the baseline, sealed off by Flood, fell to her knee, tried to pass it back to her team out of the far sideline, was behind Meyer, out of bounds. Moberly ball, 6:18 remaining. In the first half is Kate Wolmering and Anna Moore both check back into the game. Moberly by 8. Kirksville trying to get their first win of the season. Game 1-2 tonight here on Quicks. Billington with the right side. Feeds into the right corner. Nothing there. Comes back out to Pellington. Right side again for Payne. Lost the handle through her fingertips. Out of bounds. It will be Kirksville ball. Unforced error by Moberly. Into the front court. On the dribble is Wolverine to the top of the key. Started by Boffin. Pass comes back to the near side for King. Top of the key. Her pass deflected. Taken away by Payne. Loose on the floor. Finally picked up by Boffin. One on four. Boffin to the rack. The layup is good in traffic. Boffin with five. It's 17-7 in favor of the Lady Spartans. 5:42 remaining in the first half. Front court, top of the key, Womering with it. Pass comes to the near side for Meyer. Meyer working to her right, gets to the free throw line. Jumper is good. Anna Meyer gets a first bucket. It's 17-9. 5:26 remaining in the first half. Boffin, top of the key, left side. Draws two defenders. Lost the handle. Tipped out. Payne has it near midcourt. Pass comes right side. Billington steps into a three. That's an air ball. Chased down on the far side by Flood. Steps into a long two on the baseline. No good. This time the rebound controlled by Verkink. Pass into the front court near side for Johnson. Working from the left elbow. Backs in the lane. Kicks back out for Kink. Now gives it up to the top of the key. From the right elbow. The jumper is off target. No good. The putback is good. The bucket by Verkink. Cleaning up the miss by Moore. 17-11, 4:48 remaining here in the first. Ball fed inside Oliver in the low post. Kick back out on the left corner. Flood for three. Bang! Her second triple of the night. She's got eight. It's 20-11, 4:35 remaining in the second quarter. Front court near side. Wolmering with it now at the wing. Face it to the baseline for Johnson. Dribbles into the lane, and she walked with it. Took two steps after her last dribble. Megan Waddle, Devin Corbett back into the game, replacing for Kink and Johnson for Kirksville. Lady Spartans by nine, coming up on the midway point of the second quarter. Flood into the front court. Long pass the near side is stolen by Womering. She'll dribble into the front court. Shadowed by Boffin, pass near side. Three on the way from the left corner, left short by Moore. Rebound controlled by Marlon. Michaela Payne grabbing it. Into the front court, Payne. Long pass left side. Flood has it the wing. Lobs inside to Boffin. Dribbles around her defender. Left the layup short. Rebound. Oliver fighting two Kirksville players in the key. Comes out of there with the ball. Feeds it in the corner for Billington. Kicks it out to Boffin. Drives across the top of the lane. Fires one up with the left hand. No good. The rebound controlled by Devin Corbett for Kirksville. 3:38 remaining in the half. Front court near side for Womering. Steps into a three. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped out to the near side, and it's grabbed by Billington. She'll weave her way through traffic into the front court. Comes back to her right, back to her left at the free throw line. Sloppy pass. Flood hauls it down out the left wing. Long pass back to the near side to Billington. Into the right corner for Boffman. And we get a whistle away from the basket. Timeout's going to be taken by Moberly as Coach Festa wants to slow his team down a little bit. We're going to take a 30-second break. 3:14 remaining in the first half. Lady Spartans leading 20-11 back in 30 here on Quicks and CentralNowInfo.com.
With a just reduced pricing from John Deere, you can now get more for less with Seidenstricker by your side. Get a new Deere for the new year for less with a John Deere 1023 tractor, just reduced to $8,599 and nothing down with 0% for 60 months. And for work or play, get a RSX 860M Gator utility vehicle for just $11,995. Visit any Seidenstricker location or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offer ends 1/31/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
And welcome back to Moberly High School. J.B. Conley with you. 3:14 remaining in the first half. Lady Spartans leading 20-11. Game one of our doubleheader tonight here on Quicks. Inbounds pass comes into Flood. Dribbling to her left, gets to the top of the key. Has it between the circles. Bounce pass off to her left. Lauren Kenny back in the game has it. Pass to the near side for Billington. Deflected out of bounds by Kirksville. Off the fingers of Kate Womering. Billington will inbound from the near sideline into the backcourt for Flood. 3 minutes remaining in the half. Flood into the high post for Boffin. Feeds it to the near side of the floor. Billington with it. Drives the lane. Fell to the floor. Kept possession of the ball, but her pass was stolen away by Kirksville. Into the front court near side, Womering. Drives low post. And Boffman called for another foul blocking that shot. I think the block with the right hand was clean. Probably got her with the body underneath. That is her second. Team foul number five. Athlete Kate Wolmering, 2 of 2 from the stripe for her only 2 points. 2:46 remaining in the first half. Wolmering hits the first free throw. She's averaging about 7 points per game this season. And the second free throw on its way. Off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Flood. Lady Spartans by 8, 2:40 remaining in the half. Flood front court near side for Billington. Dribbles to her left to the top of the key. Feeds into the left corner now. Kenny gives it back out to the near side of the floor. Billington for 3. Bang! She has 5. 23-12, largest lead of the night. 2:26 remaining in the second quarter. Meyer between the circles, right side of the floor. We'll find Waddle back up to the top of the key. Wolmering with it. Dribbles to her left, gets to the elbow, sealed off there, gives it back outside. Moore with it, right side. Feeds into the high post. Corbett with it. And a travel is going to be called after the pass to Moore. Moberly ball, 2:03 remaining in the half. Oliver will come in, replacing Boffman, sitting with 2 fouls. She's the only player on either team with more than one. Sid Flood will bring it into the front court. Pass goes to Oliver at the free throw line. Jumper's good. She has 5, 25-12. Largest lead of the night for Moberly, 1:48 remaining in the first half. Ball fed in the low post, right side for Corbett, draws 2 defenders. She's got to get rid of it, ball deflected. Flood ends up with it. She was the 3rd defender there. Flood into the front court, right side for Billington. Steps into a 3, off the heel, no good. Rebound controlled by Kirksville, 1:29 remaining in the half. Long pass to the front court, maybe too much on it. Wolmering trying to save it from going out of bounds, cannot do so. Both teams will make substitutions. Payne back in for Moberly, replacing Martin. Johnson's back into the game for Kirksville. Treasure also on the floor. Moberly up 25-12, 1:20 remaining in the first half. Flood into the high post. Near side Payne reverses out. Billington dribbling to her left free throw line, kicks into the corner. Koenig for 3. His air ball left short. Rebound put back by Oliver off the glass. Rolls home. Lacey Oliver has 7 points, 27-12. 1 minute remaining in the first half. Ball fed to Johnson, 8 feet from the basket, left side. Gives it back out. Driving in left side of the lane. Shot left short by Moore. Rebound controlled by Johnson. Dribbles to her right off the glass. Won't get the roll. Rebound this time by Billington for Moberly. 45 seconds left in the half. Billington near the top of the key, left side. Dribbles right, passes right to Payne. Back to Billington, 36 seconds left in the half. Near side, Payne with it. Back to the left side, Billington, WNBA 3. Off the heel, too strong, and the rebound controlled by Kirksville. 25 seconds remaining in the half. Front court, right side, Treasure to the rack, and a foul's going to be called. Looked like a clean block by Billington. She's going to pick up her first, team foul number 6. Erica Treasure at the line, sophomore, shooting 2. With 22.7 seconds remaining in the first half, first free throw is good. Corinne Verkink will come back into the game, replacing Anna Moore. Kirksville now 5 of 7 from the line. Moberly's 2 of 4. Second free throw is short, waved off a lane violation on Treasure. She kind of stumbled over the line as she shot it. Missed it badly anyway. 20 seconds left in the half. Billington into the front court. Left side for Flood. Down to 13 seconds. Flood holding it near midcourt. Near side for Billington down to 10. Back to Flood left side. Dribbles into lane. Splits 2 defenders. Has her shot blocked by Johnson. And then it goes off of Flood out of bounds with 3.9 seconds left. Kirksville will have one more look at the ball. Sydney Martin will check in. Also coming in will be Audrey Gaines. 27-13 with 3.9 seconds remaining in the first half. Inbounds pass comes in. They get to midcourt. Meyer with it. Feeds the right side. 3 at the buzzer from midcourt is short. by Treasure. And at the half, it is Moberly 27, Kirksville 13. We will take a two-minute break. You're listening to High School Basketball on AM 1230, KWIX Moberly, 92.5 KWIX FM Cairo, and CentralMoInfo.com.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
MazooMac offers you the best of both worlds. MazooMac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your MazooMac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a MazooMac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Get the latest and greatest devices at Sheraton Valley, your holiday smartphone headquarters. Sheraton Valley will keep you connected with the best holiday gift ideas, like an Arlo Go Wireless security camera. That's a great idea for hunters who want a trail camera. Deals on Model 8 phones. That's a great idea for someone wanting to upgrade. And $1 a month for a device. That's a great idea for anyone. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected online at cvalley.net.
We've seen our first snowfall, but before more flies, now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction, with several Missouri locations or online at capitalmo.com.
And welcome back. You're listening to High School Basketball on Information Radio Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com. Halftime, the girls' game. Overly leading by a score of 27-13. Stats of the game brought to you by Capital Paving and Construction. Paving the way forward, now serving Brookfield and the surrounding area. Lady Spartans led by Sydney Flood with 8 points. Alicia Oliver with 7 in the first half. 5 each for Mary Billington and Sydney Boffman. And 2 for Michaela Payne. Kirksville led by Kate Wolbring and Hannah Meyer with 3 apiece, 2 each for Corinne Verkink, Devin Corbett, and Elise Johnson, and 1 point for Erica Treasure. Probably 2 of 4 from the free throw line, Kirksville 5 of 8. Probably's not trailed in this game. They've led by as many as 15. Right now leading 27-13 at the half. Don't forget, after the game, we will announce our Farmers Insurance and Financial Services Jeff Freeman Agency Player of the Game. For all your insurance needs, Auto Home Life, check out Farmers Insurance and Financial Services, the Jeff Freeman Agency. Impressive start to the game for the Lady Spartans, looking to win their conference opener tonight after a 2-1 start to the season. Two straight wins coming into this one. Kirksville 0-4 coming into tonight's contest. Over on Crest tonight, we've got Mark Twain versus North Shelby girls basketball, the North Shelby Louisiana boys and South Shelby Palmyra girls. It's all tonight on Crest with Ben and Cam. After the games tonight on Crest, Scott Lunny will have overtime. The Truman men beat CCCB, game on Glory 97 final, that one 118-47. And the Mizzou men are taking on Oral Roberts over on 99.9, the Captain. Tomorrow we'll have 3 more games from the Monroe City Tournament Boys Third Place Girls and Boys Championships. Coverage starting at 4:45 on Prescott. Eric will have the call. I'll be back here on Quicks. The Moberly Greyhounds will take on Indian Hills. Pre-game coverage starting at 6:50. Tip at 7 o'clock tomorrow night on Quicks. Sunday, the Lady Hounds will be in St. Louis. Take on Wabash Valley. That'll be a 5:50 pregame, 6 o'clock tip on Quicks if everything stays on schedule in St. Louis. Also, the Chiefs are in action on Sunday. They'll host Baltimore pregame at 11 and kickoff at noon on 99.9, the Captain. Don't forget the Crest Football All-Star Banquets Monday night at MACC in the auditorium. We will broadcast the awards portion of that Tuesday night on Crest starting at 7:03. Probably girls and boys will be in action Tuesday night at Hannibal right here on Quicks coverage starting at 6:20. Scott Lundy will have to call that. Next Thursday night, Mobley girls and boys at Boonville. Those two games will be on press. Eric Duke will have the call starting at 6:20. Also, the L.A. Chargers will be in Kansas City Thursday night. They'll be on the captain coverage starting at 6 o'clock. Regional Radio Encourages is going to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer. John Cochran with Valentine Insurance, KB Tire and Auto, Domino's Pizza. PK Weiss Agency, your local independent insurance agent. Tim Jeffries, CPA. AK's Guns and Ammo, C&R Transmission and Auto Repair. Mobley Motors, all of Mobley. First Aid Community Bank, Macon Healthcare Center of Macon. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Mobley Area Community College in Mobley, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. And Capital Paving and Construction, check them out online at capitalmo.com. 27-13 in favor of the Lady Spartans here at the half. Don't forget, we'll have the boys' game coming up after this one tonight here on Information Radio Quicks. We're going to take a two-minute break, and we'll be back. You're listening to high school basketball on AM 1230 and FM 92.5 Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
Now is the time to have C&R Automotive and Transmission change the oil in your car, truck, or van. This oil change comes with a 27-point inspection to ensure you that your vehicle is ready to hit the road. Complete automotive service and repair from bumper to bumper. Tune-ups, brakes, tires, large or small, C&R Automotive and Transmission is ready to keep your ride on the road for you. In Moberly, call 269-8482 or 665-5424 in Kirksville. C&R Automotive and Transmission, Moberly in Kirksville. They fix everything.
MazooMac offers you the best of both worlds. MazooMac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your MazooMac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a MazooMac student today. MACC, the college for you.
We've seen our first snowfall, but before more flies, now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction, with several Missouri locations or online at capitalmo.com.
And welcome back to Mobley High School. J.B. Conley with you as we get ready for the start of the second half here on Information Radio Quicks. The Spartans leading Kirksville by a score of 27-13. Mobley doing a good job forcing turnovers and denying good looks at the basket by Kirksville. Mobley not a lot of great looks at the basket, but they are getting a few offensive rebounds. They are hitting some outside shots and turning the ball over a little bit less, and that seems to be the difference so far as Mobley's opened up a 14-point lead here at halftime. Mobley will be going right to left here in the second half, and the Lady Tigers will be going left to right. Both teams hear their final instructions from their coaches. Mobley in action again Tuesday night at Hannibal. Kirksville will be at Mexico. Mobley will go with their same starting five. Flood, Billington, Payne, Oliver, and Boffman. And Kirksville will go with Waddle, Olmering, Johnson, Moore, and Meyer. They're starting five out there as well. Payne will trigger at midcourt on the near sideline, gets into Billington. We're underway. Billington into the front court, has it between the circles, working to a right, back to a left, up to the top, the key, working left side, gets the low post, sealed off there with two defenders, gives it back out to float at the wing. Long pass to the right side for Payne. She'll lob it inside to Oliver, too much on it. Oliver chases it down in traffic on the near sideline and feeds it back into Boffman. Boffman lost the handle, it's taken away by Johnson. Johnson up the floor, two on two, finds the pass, and the layup is up and in by Megan Waddle for her first bucket. 27-15. Billington into the front court, crossing to her left, gets near the elbow. Still working left, takes it to the wing. She'll hand it off to Flood, curling back to her right. All the way to the right wing with the dribble. Gives it up there, holds it up over her head. Feeds into Boffman in the corner, hands it off. Payne's going to give it back out to Billington at the wing. Billington back outside. Payne will step into a three, off the rim, no good. Rebound Boffman, can't hang on to it. Loose ball on the floor, picked up by Kirksville. We're a minute into the second half, 27-15. Moberly with a 12-point lead. Anna Moore into the front court. Kicks out near side. Three by Meyer is good. Anna Meyer with 6 points to lead Kirksville, 27-18. Back to a 9-point game. It was as many as 15 in the first half. Billington across the timeline into the front court near side. Flood drives in. Jumper from 12 is good. Nice touch. Flood with 10. 29-18, 6:25 remaining in the third quarter. Into the front court, near side of the floor on the dribble, working to her left now is Moore. Feeds it off to her left. Ball into the corner now. Wolmering for three. Is near ball too strong? Rebound Flood easy on the near side. Flood will get out to Billington, midcourt on the far sideline. She'll hold it there, set up the offense. Dribbles around the screen to the near side. Finds Payne into left corner now for Flood. Steps into a three. Is near ball left short. Loose on the floor. Boffman picks it up. Kicks it out to the right side of the floor for Billington. Steps into a long two. It's no good. The rebound this time controlled by Kirksville. Into the front court. It's Wolmering. The top of the key still working right. Stops near the elbow. Feeds it back to her left for Johnson. Dribbles once. Sealed off. Gives it back outside. Moore on the dribble. Left side of the lane. Shot up and in on the runner. Anna Moore gets her first points. 29-25, 33 remaining in the third quarter. Kayla Payne into the front court. Between the circles, near side for Flood at the wing. Dribbling to her left, around her defender, stops, gives it back outside. Payne top of the key, drives the lane right side, feeds to Boffman to the right corner. Gives it back up to the elbow. Driving is Flood to left side, off balance shot, no good. Ball tipped around, picked up by Kirksville, and Flood appears to be in a little bit of pain as she runs the other way. This will be a travel at the other end of the floor. Meyer lost the ball off her leg. Flood appears to be okay now. She's actually giggling at this point. And a timeout is going to be called. It is a 60-second timeout taken by Moberly. We'll take a 60-second break as well. 5:02 remaining in the third quarter. Lady Spartans lead 29-20 back in 60 here on Quicks at CentralMoInfo.com.
Once you first hear that little voice, everything changes. There's nothing you won't do for your kids. You want to give them the world. At First State Community Bank, we may not be able to offer the world, but we can help you start planning for them now. Because nothing's more important than your children's happiness. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This Christmas season, Thomas Motors and Chevy invite you to become part of their family with Chevy employee discounts for everyone. The price you pay is what we pay. Not a cent more on 2018 model Silverados, Colorados, Equinox, Trax, and Cruze. Stop into Thomas Motors in Moberly today and get yours while supply is best. Enjoy the employee discount all month long. Thomas Motors in Moberly, your full-line GM dealer. Additional rebates and incentives may apply. See dealer for complete details.
Mobley gets it into the front court. Billington in the lane. Ball deflected loose, and a shot put up by Oliver is going to draw a foul. 4:36 remaining in the third quarter. It's 29-20 in favor of Mobley. And going to the line will be Alicia Oliver. first free throw is no good. He's one of three from the free throw line. I thought they signaled Johnson for the foul, but they didn't put up on the board, and we'll double check that. Second free throw is good by Oliver. She has 8 points. 30-20 in favor of Moberly, 4:34 remaining. Front court near side, Megan Waddle. To her left, pass goes left side, Wolmering, back to the free throw line. Her jumper there is blocked, got her on rebound, is fouled on the putback, and we'll have two free throws coming up. Probably foul was on Mary Billington, that is her second personal, team foul number one. Kate Wolmering at the line, first free throw is good. She has 4 points, all of them from the stripe. She is 4-5. And the second free throw attempt is on its way, and it's also good. 30-22, 4:22 remaining in the third quarter. Billington, front court, finds Payne. Payne dribbling right, gets to the baseline, to the rack, off the window, draws the foul. Kate Wolmering called for the contact.
Tiger foul number 20, Kate Wolmering.
That's her second personal. And at the line, Michaela Payne. 4:13 remaining in the third quarter. First free throw is no good. Payne averaged 1.8 points per game last season. Now already has two in this contest. It was a fairly veteran team for Moberly. Second free throw is too strong. Rebound controlled by Anna Moore. Payne missed in both 8-point game. Midway point of the third quarter. Left side of the floor, Wolmering. Passes off to her left, now feeds into low post. Johnson gives it back outside. Double team, and a pass by Moore deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with Kirksville. 3:54 remaining in the third quarter. Moberly leading 30-22. Inbounds pass to the near side of the floor. Wolmering shot up and in. Her first bucket, she has 7 points. It's a 6-point game now. 3:46 remaining, third quarter. Payne feeds into the high post for Flood, dribbles to the basket, and she's fouled, will shoot two. Kirksville foul.
Tiger foul number 22,
Hannah Meyer. On Hannah Meyer.
13, 50 Flood, the line.
That's her second, team foul number three. Flood with 10 points, first free throw is good. Moberly is now 4 of 9, and another 5 of 10. She hit them both, 32-24. 3:36 remaining here in the third quarter. Pass comes to the near center of the floor. Meyer with it, feeds the low post. Johnson with it there. Dribbles twice, gives it back outside. Three other way by Meyer is good. Her second triple of the game. She has 9 to lead the Lady Tigers. 32-27, 3:18 remaining, third quarter. Billington into the front court. She'll find Boffman off the window, lays it up and in. Sydney has 7. 34-27 coming up on 3 minutes remaining here in the third quarter. Wolmering gives it off. Waddle drives in. Runner off the window, won't go. Battle for the ball, picked up by Johnson. Her putback draws a foul and will shoot two. They may have caught Boffman again. That'll be her third. They called Oliver. That'll be her first. Team foul number two. Elise Johnson has 2 points. The junior's first free throw is good. Lauren Koenig into the game for the Lady Spartans. Also, Sydney Martin into the game as Payne and Oliver sit down. 2:53 left in the third quarter. Second free throw rattles out. Rebound controlled by Moberly. The buzzer sounded for no reason. Play's going to continue on. Front court near side of the floor. Koenig with it. Long pass to the right side is intercepted by Corinne Verkink, who just came into the game. She'll drive up the floor. Now pass to the near side. Jumper from 8 is up and in by Anna Moore, who has 4. It's down to a 4-point game, 34-30. And Kirksville's going to press. Probably breaks it into the front court. Boffman, top of the key. Square to the basket. Now passes off right side. Billington comes around screen door left. Gives it back to the right side. Boffman will take it to the baseline. Jumper from 10 is too strong. Rebound knocked out of bounds. It's going to be Kirksville ball. Last touch by Sydney Martin. Devin Corbett will come into the game for Kirksville. She'll replace Elise Johnson. Kirksville only down 4, coming up on 2 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Ball swung left side of the floor. Off to the wing now. Meyer with it. Gives it back up to the top of the key. Treasure. Dribbling to her left. Guarded by Flood. Lost her dribble. Gives it back up to the top of the key. Meyer into the right side now. Jumper by Moore from the corner. He's got a long two. Diana Moore makes it a two-point game. 34-32. 1:49 remaining in the third quarter. Getting into the front court. Drives the lane left side. Fires it up. Left it short. Got her own rebound. And then she was fouled trying to dribble back out. Kirksville foul is on Anna Moore. That'll be her first personal team foul, number 4. As Megan Waddle comes back into the game replacing Meyer. And we will get a timeout with 1:38 remaining in the third quarter. Mobley leading 34-32, back in 30 seconds here on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
21st century. Changing gun laws have made gun ownership a more accessible hobby for thousands of firearm enthusiasts. Why, even grandma is getting in on the fun. Enjoy that 12-gauge, young lady. You see, everybody is starting to see the importance of gun ownership for hunting, sport, and protection.
At AK Guns and Ammo, we offer you the finest guns, ammo, and accessories. AK Guns and Ammo, on 4th Street in Moberly or online at akgunsammo.com.
And welcome back to Moberly High School. J.B. Conley with you as we have 1:38 remaining here in the third quarter. Moberly leading 34-32. Lady Spartans with the ball. Billington will inbound baseline near side of the basket. The offensive end throws into the left elbow for Martin. Gives it to the right side of the floor. Koenig with it. Lobs into the high post for Boffman. Drives the lane left side. Tries to feed the low post for Martin. It was too high out of bounds. Kirksville ball down 2. Oliver back in for Moberly, replacing Boffman. And Hannah Meyer back into the game for Kirksville. She'll replace Anna Moore. Kirksville with the ball down 2 into the front court. Up to the top of the key is Treasure. Pass goes left side. Runner in the lane, draws a foul. And Waddle will go to the line to shoot 2. Fouls on Billington. That'll be her third personal. Team foul number 3. Waddle's first free throw attempt of the night. She has 2 points. First one here is good. It's down to a 1-point game. Moberly led this one by as many as 15. And the second free throw rattles out. No good. Rebound Flood. 34-33. Coming up on 1 minute remaining third quarter. Long pass to Canning. It was dangerous. Gives it back out to Flood now. Right side of the wing. Splits two defenders. Bounce pass near side. Martin off the window. It's good. Sydney Martin gets her first points. 36-33. 1 minute left in the third quarter. Meyer front court near side. At the arc working to her left. Stops there. Now feeds it off to her right. Treasure works it inside. Ball kick left side. Long 2 on the way is left short by Waddle. The putback's good. Forkink with the bucket. It's 36-35, 38 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. Billington into the front court right side. Has it at the wing. Lobs inside. Too high for Martin. Out of bounds. Kirksville ball with 28.9 seconds left in the quarter. Michaela Payne will come in replacing Koenig. Kirksville can take the lead on this trip for the first time in this game. Into the front court on the dribble is Treasure. Down to 19 seconds left in the quarter. Left side, she'll find Meyer. Working to her right, up to the top of the key. Drives the lane, ball swatted out of her hands by Billington. Loose on the floor, Billington eventually picks up and will dribble out of there. 7 seconds left in the quarter. Front court near side, Flood gets to the baseline with four. Her shot blocked out of bounds with 2.4 seconds left. Overly with a one-point lead in the ball. 2.4 seconds remaining third quarter. Flood will trigger far side of the basket. Needs someone to peel open. Pass comes to the near side. Martin with 1 second left, lost track of the clock and dribbles out the quarter. She tried to run a play and didn't have time to do so. Needed to take a shot. After three quarters, it's Moberly 36, Kirksville 35. Back in 1 minute here on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Now is the time to have CNR Automotive and Transmission change the oil in your car, truck, or van. This oil change comes with a 27-point inspection to ensure you that your vehicle is ready to hit the road. Complete automotive service and repair from bumper to bumper. Tune-ups, brakes, tires, large or small, CNR Automotive and Transmission is ready to keep your ride on the road for you. In Moberly, call 269-8482 or 665-5424 in Kirksville. CNR Automotive and Transmission, Moberly in Kirksville. They fix everything.
And welcome back to Moberly High School as we get ready for the start of the fourth quarter. Here on Information Radio Quicks at CentralMoInfo.com. Kirksville with the ball down one, 36-35. Bryn Verkink will inbound, gets it in. Anna Moore gives it back. Verkink up to the top of the key, working to her left. Passes out to the left wing for Meyer. Fed back inside. Johnson with it. Dribbles once, kicks to the near side of the floor. Moore with it. Runner in the lane. Left it short. Rebound Mary Billington for Moberly. Billington into the front court. Leaves it back for Payne at the jump circle. Working to her right. 7:35 remaining in regulation. She'll drive in the lane. Her scoop shot was easily blocked and taken away by Johnson. Into the front court, dribbling it off her foot is Meyer. It's saved in the corner. Comes back out to Moore. Back into Johnson in the lane. Dribbles to her right. Her runner's left short. Rebound Oliver had it, taken away from her. And a foul before the putback. So no basket. The foul on Oliver's her second. Team foul number four. Hoffman will come into the game, replacing Martin. 36-35, 7:13 remaining. Meyer will trigger. Left corner for Forking. Gives it outside. On the dribble is Moore. Feeds it to the near side. Johnson with it. Tries to back in on Oliver. Kicks it back out. And a travel is going to be called on Meyer. Moberly ball, 7:03 remaining fourth quarter. 36-35. And Kate Wolmering will come back into the game, replacing Corinne Verkink. Moberly with the ball, up one. 7 minutes remaining. Payne into the front court, working to her right. Still dribbling. Goes right again with it. Now finds Billington out near midcourt. She'll drive the lane left side, off the glass, too strong. Rebound controlled by Wolmering. She'll push it into the front court for the Lady Tigers. Pass comes right side of the floor for Meyer. Into lane, between two defenders, puts it up and in. Kirksville has the lead for the first time, 37-36, 6:32 remaining. Moberly down one. Flood at the left elbow. Pass goes right side. Three on the way is too strong by Payne. Rebound controlled by Kirksville. Smokley's gone ice cold here in the second half. Runner from the left side up and in by Anna Moore, who has eight. 39-36. Payne into the front court. Near side of the floor finds Flood. Flood splits two defenders off the window. It's good. Flood has 14 to lead all scores. 39-38. Kirksville's lead down to 1. 5:54 remaining fourth quarter. between the circles. Eyed by Payne as she dribbles right. Pass comes right side. Meyer steps into a three over Flood. Too strong. Long rebound comes to the near side. Waddle gives it back out. Runner in the lane from eight is too strong by Meyer. Rebound this time controlled by Boffman for Moberly. Into the front court, near side for Flood. Flood dribbling to her left. Gets to the corner, picks up her dribble, gives it back out to Billington. Moberly down a point. Billington for three in the lead. Off the heel, no good. Rebound controlled by Kate Wolmering for Kirksville. Wolmering into the front court, left side. Defense drops back. Ball swing to the near side of the floor. Meyer with it at the wing. Back to the top of the key for Wolmering. Looking for help, left side for Moore. Holds the ball overhead. Now she'll find Johnson in the corner. Holds it once, now gives it back out. Moore with it. Ball fed to the right side of the floor. On the dribble now is Wolmering. Runner left short, got her on putback, is fouled on that attempt. And will shoot two. With 4:55 remaining, the foul on Boffman is her third. Kirksville leading 39-38. Wolmering is 5 of 6 from the free throw line. The first attempt is no good. Skimmed over the ring and bounced off to the left. One more attempt coming up. The second one is good. Wolmering with 8 points. 40-38 in favor of the Lady Tigers. Just under 5 minutes remaining. Billington picked up her dribble in the backcourt. Now she'll find Flood front court near side. Flood near midcourt. Comes to her left, gets to the elbow. Bounce pass comes back out to Payne. Ball fed low post for Oliver off the glass. Too strong. Rebound Johnson for Kirksville. She'll get it out to Meyer into the front court. 4:32 remaining. Moberly trailing by two. Dribble comes to the near side. Moore. Back to her left, feeds the left side. Wolmering for three. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound Billington. 4:18 remaining. Billington into the front court between the circles. Working right, working left. The free throw line. Dishes underneath for Oliver. Makes the tough catch, and she's fouled. Was she fouled going up or fouled coming down? That's the question. Fouls on Moore, it's her second. That will put Oliver at the line to shoot two, a chance to tie it up. She is 2 of 4 from the stripe, has 8 points. With 4:08 remaining in the contest, Moberly trailing 40-38, first free throw is good. Kirksville make a number of substitutions here. Stuffle being back into the game, as is Corbin and Volkink. Oliver with 9 points, tried to tie it up at the free throw line with 4:08 remaining. Second free throw is off target to the right. Rebound controlled by Kirksville. 40-39. Front court left side, Wolmering has it at the wing. Gives it back out for Kink at the jump circle. Left side for Wolmering again. Works to the baseline, is sealed off, gives it back out. For Kink between the circles, working to her right. Pass the near side for Stufflebean. Dribbles right, dribbles left. Ball deflected. They're a late whistle. They're going to call a foul on Payne on the reach. Crowd did not like the call. Her first team foul number 6 on Moberly. Audrey Gaines into the game for the Lady Spartans. Inbounds pass will come in. Wolmering with it. 3:40 remaining. Left side for Meyer. She'll continue to dribble, watched by Flood. Pass to the near side of the floor. Corbett to the baseline, brings it back out. Gives it back out left side for Meyer. Near side for Wolmering, into the low post. Corbett, turnaround jumper from 8 is good. She has 4, it's a 3-point lead for Kirksville, 42-39. Pass to Flood, is stolen away by Meyer. She'll give it back out, Wolmering with it. Left side of the floor, 3:10 remaining. Kirksville with the ball, up 3. And a timeout will be taken by the Lady Tigers. We'll take a 30-second break. 3:05 remaining. It is Kirksville 42, Moberly 39. Back in 30 seconds here on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Macon Healthcare Center in Macon is a proud supporter for the Moberly Spartans. Not only is their center dedicated to the individual, their partners are committed to the community to which they belong. Throughout the year, they sponsor various activities to give back to the folks in their community and their extended families. When everyone is doing their job with excellence, then great things happen. So do your best, Moberly Spartans. Everyone at Macon County Healthcare Center is rooting for you.
And welcome back to Moberly High School. J.B. Conley with you. 3:05 remaining in regulation. Kirksville leading Moberly 42-39. They finally took the lead here in the fourth quarter for the first time in this contest. Meyer working to her right, feeds into the corner. Ball fed inside now. Johnson across two defenders, gives it back outside. Waddle swings it left. Holmring at the left wing now. Back to Johnson, squares to the basket, 12 feet from the left side. Fires up a shot, left it short, rebound controlled by Boffman. 2:44 remaining, it's 42-39 Kirksville. Into the front court, near side of the floor, Billington. Finds Flood, splits two defenders, and fires up a shot after the whistle.
Kirksville foul number 22, Hannah Meyer.
Fouls on Hannah Meyer, that is her third personal team foul, number 6. Gaines back to the bench for Moberly. Billington will inbound baseline, far side of the basket. Oliver Boffman, Flood out there along with Payne. Payne has it near the top of the key at the free throw line, past the right side. Billington for the tie! Off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Johnson, 2:33 remaining. 42-39 in favor of Kirksville. Meyer working left side of the floor, she'll find Moore. Comes back to her right. Feeds it to her left. Johnson kicks outside. Three on the way. Off the rim, no good by Wolmering. Rebound fought for on the baseline. We'll have a timeout taken by Kirksville as Johnson got to the ball first. We'll take a 30-second break with 2:14 left. It's Kirksville 42, Moberly 39, back in 30 here on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
The holidays can be a hectic time to plan a meal, and every member of the family wants something different. Domino's has the perfect solution. Order from the Mix and Match menu for just $5.99 each. Choose from a medium two-topping pizza, stuffed cheesy bread, bread twist, pasta in a bowl, an oven-baked sandwich, or eight-piece boneless wings topped off with marble cookie brownies. This offer excludes bread bowls and wings. Domino's Pizza, Mix and Match, for just $5.99 each. Order online at dominos.com.
2:14 remaining in regulation. It is Kirksville 42, Moberly 39, game one of two tonight. Here on Information Radio Quicks. Don't forget, we've got the boys' contest coming up after this one. We'll hear from both coaches between games. Both the boys' coaches preview the boys' contest. The Spartans will be back in action Tuesday night. On the road at Hannibal, Scott Lunty will have the call for you here on Quicks. Kirksville with the ball coming out of the timeout. Wolmering to the near side finds Waddle. Guarded by Payne. Waddle dribbles to her left with 2 minutes remaining. Left side of the floor. Finds Hannah Meyer. Gave up her dribble. Throws in the key. Ball knocked loose. Picked up by Moberly. 1:55 remaining. Billington into the front court. Stops. Low post. Gives it back outside for Flood. Flood dribbles to her right. Feeds into the right corner for Boffman. Boffman back around the arc. 1:42 remaining. Top of the key, Payne. She'll hand it off to Flood at the right side. Pass comes left side. Boffman dribbles around her defender, Johnson. Johnson blocks from behind and commits the foul. With 1:34 remaining, they'll put Boffman at the line. That is team foul number 7 on Kirksville. Boffman 1-2 from the stripe tonight. First one here is good. 42-40 with 1:34 left. And Corinne Verkink will come back into the game replacing Johnson. Boffman trying to cut it to a 1-point game with 1:34 remaining. Second free throw. Rattles home. She hit them both.
Number 2,
42-41. Kirksville with the ball in a one-point lead. Left side of the floor, Wolmering into the front court. She'll find Meyer at the wing. Back out to Wolmering. Dribbling to her right. Vorkink with it. 1:20 remaining. She's chased by Sydney Martin. Pass goes left side of the floor. Wolmering back out. Near side for Waddle at the wing. Guarded by Boffman. Down to 1:10 left. Near side of the floor for Kink. And nearly threw it away, saved on the far sideline by Wolmering. Her pass goes to Meyer in the left corner. Back out to Wolmering. 1 minute remaining. Near side for Vorkink. Off to her right for Waddle. Waddle gives up her drill at the wing, throws to the key. Ball knocked loose. Loose on the floor. Picked up by Mobley. 48 seconds left. Billington into the front court. Drives the lane. Off the glass. It's good! Mobley with the lead. 39 seconds left. And a timeout taken with 39.3 seconds remaining. Mobley leading 43-42, back in 60 seconds here on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Valentine Insurance Agency.
You sell insurance?
Sure we do.
I'll hop out of the pond and be right over.
Pond? Well, wait a minute. Is this that talking turtle again?
Yeah, and I'm tired of those ninja turtles bragging about how much they're saving on insurance.
Well, we've got the insurance you need, but if you're a turtle worried about keeping up with the ninjas, I don't think I can help you.
You're the place with something for everyone?
Well, I don't think a turtle counts as someone.
Don't you like turtles?
Since 1964, Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111, and we like turtles too.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
In the lottery! 41.3 seconds remaining. Kirksville with the ball, down one, into the front court. Pass comes to the near side, in the corner, and it goes out of bounds. It was last touch by Hannah Meyer. Mobley ball, 31.8 seconds left. The crowd on its feet. Pass will come into Flood, guarded by Meyer in the backcourt. Meyer reaching in. That is her fourth personal. It's going to put Flood at the line to shoot a 1-1. With 28.9 seconds remaining. Sydney Flood looking to extend Moberly's lead. She has a game-high 14 points. The first free throw attempt's good. She'll shoot the bonus. 44-42. Mobley is on a 5-0 run right now with 28.9 seconds left. Second free throw is also good. Flood with 16. The lead is 3 for the Lady Spartans. There'll be more into the front court. Pass goes left side of the floor. Meyer with it. Back to the top of the key for kick with 20. Off to her right. She'll find Waddle, and a timeout taken by Kirksville with 17.2 seconds remaining. 45-42, back in 60 seconds here on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Greatness, it's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Save thousands on over 200 pieces of equipment. Don't miss Seidenstricker's multi-million-dollar used equipment auction Saturday, December 15th at 10 a.m. in Palmyra. Take advantage of year-end tax savings on tractors, combines, sprayers, forage harvesters, planters, balers, mocos, and more, plus dozens of implements. Choose from John Deere, Case, New Holland, and others. Don't miss Seidenstricker's used equipment auction December 15th at our Palmyra location. Go to Seidenstrickers.com for more details.
Inbounds pass comes in near midcourt. On the dribble, Womering with it. And we get a foul called with 12.4 seconds left on Sydney Flood. That is her second personal. Team foul number 7. At the line, Kate Womering shooting a 1-1 with 12.4 seconds left. First one on its way is good. Womering with 9 points. She is 7 of 9 from the free throw line. She's trying to cut it to 1. The second free throw. Off the rim, no good. Rebound Flood with 11 seconds left. Trying to dribble out of traffic. It's a 2-point lead for Mobley. Kirksville has to foul and finally comes with 5.3 seconds remaining. At midcourt, it'll put Flood at the line to shoot a 1-1. The foul's on Anna Moore. That's her third personal. Team foul number 9 on Kirksville. 45-43 with 5.3 seconds left, and the Lady Spartans are going to take a timeout. With 5.3 seconds left.
Timeout.
We'll be back in 30 seconds here on Information Radio Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
And welcome back, Jamie Conley with you. 5.3 seconds left in regulation. Mobley with a 45-43 lead. Sydney Flood going to line to shoot a 1-1. Flood's teammates have all dropped back on defense. It'll only be four Kirksville players on either side of the key. Flood trying to put this game away. She's 4-4 from the stripe. Game high, 16 points. First free throws, no good. Rebound controlled by Kirksville. 5 seconds left of the timeout taken by the Lady Tigers. Immediately taken with 4.5 seconds left. 45-43. We'll take a 30-second break. Be back. You're listening to high school basketball on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
WeatherTech floor liners are laser measured to fit your vehicle's front, back, and even up the sides of your vehicle's footwells. WeatherTech floor liners protect your vehicle from the elements you bring with you every time you get in your car. KB Tire and Auto can order the perfect liner designed and built for your car, truck, or van. Call KB Tire and Auto today at 263-7500. Check out KB Tire on Facebook.
And welcome back here to Mobley High School. J.B. Conley with you. 4.5 seconds left. Kirksville with the ball down 2. It'll be Kate Womering to inbound. Corinne Vorkink in the backcourt with her, along with Anna Moore. Hannah Meyer at the jump circle. In the front court is Megan Waddle. 4.5 seconds remaining. Mobley playing each defender tight. Inbounds pass comes down the near sideline. Deflected out of bounds by Michaela Payne. 3.9 seconds remaining. Kirksville will inbound in the front court now. The pass into the corner deflected out of bounds by Flood with 3.4 seconds remaining. Inbounding again will be Womering from the near sideline. Looking for someone to peel open. Gets it in. A shot. Won't go. Rebound with 3 seconds left. Put back at the buzzer. Wave it off. Mobley wins. The shot was too late, according to the official. And Mobley holds on for a 45-43 win. We're going to take a 60-second break and be back for a quick wrap-up of this one, and then we'll get you to the boys' pregame interviews. Back here in 60 seconds on Information Radio Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Once you first hear that little voice, everything changes. There's nothing you won't do for your kids. You want to give them the world. At First State Community Bank, we may not be able to offer the world, but we can help you start planning for them now. Because nothing's more important than your children's happiness. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Holy moly!
It's that time of year again. Santa Claus will be arriving at Thomas Motors on Saturday, December 15th from 10 until 1. Santa will have treats and take pictures with all the good little boys and girls. Treats, Santa pictures, all in one place. Who could ask for more? Santa and Thomas Motors. Hope to see you on Saturday, December 15th from 10 until 1. Thomas Motors in Moberly, where Santa makes his stop once a year to see all the good boys and girls. Visit Thomas Motors online at thomasmtrs.com.
And welcome back to Moberly High School. Lady Spartans come from behind in the fourth quarter and hold on the final possession for a 45-43 win over Kirksville. Moberly led by Sydney Flood with 16 points. Alicia Oliver and Sydney Kaufman each had 9. Mary Billington has 7. Sydney Martin and Michaela Payne each had 2 for Moberly. Kirksville led by Hannah Meyer with 11. Kate Wolmering had 9. Anna Moore had 8. 4 points for Corinne Verkink and 4 for Devin Corbin. 3 for Elise Johnson, 3 for Megan Waddle, 1 for Erica Treasure. Moberly 10 of 17 from the free throw line. Kirksville 11 of 18 from the stripe. As we had no ties, 2 lead changes, both of them in the fourth quarter. As Moberly jumped out to a lead as big as 15 in the first half, led by 14 at the break. Kirksville comes to 1 by the end of the third. Took the lead in the fourth. Moberly took it back with 39 seconds left. Held on for a 45-43 win as they outscored Kirksville 6-1 down the stretch. Moberly down 3-1. Kirksville falls to 0-5 on the season. We're going to take a 2-minute break. When we come back, we will have the first of our 2 pregame interviews for the boys. It'll be Kirksville coach Tyler Martin coming up next. After that, we'll hear from Moberly coach Court Hagedorn. You're listening to High School Basketball on Information Radio Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition, and that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps,